B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin daf ayin. Hey, we're going to start on the Mishnah, 10 lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, and before we start the Mishnah, the theme of this Mishnah, the Mishnah is going to be discussing a case where you have two chatzeres, two courtyards, a pnimis, an inner one, and a chitzoynis, an outer one. The outer one is flush with a rishus harabim, so you go from the Rosh HaRabim into that Chotzer, and from that Chotzer into the inner Chotzer. And there was no exit from the inner Chotzer out to the Rosh HaRabim other than going through the Chitzoynis, through the outer Chotzer. Each Chotzer, in and of its own, has the halachas of a Chotzer, and assuming there's a number of people, of neighbors, sharing that Chotzer, they can only carry there if they make an Eruv. And that applies to the inner chotzer as well as to the outer chotzer. There's an added issue, and that is that even though the neighbors, the residents of the outer chotzer, have no business in the inner chotzer, the people of the inner chotzer do have a business in the outer chotzer, even though they don't share the outer chotzer as neighbors, but they have permission to go through the outer chotzer if they want to go to the Rosh HaRabim. And the very fact that they have permission to go through the outer chotzer makes them, gives them somewhat a share in the outer chotzer, and under certain circumstances, if they do not join an Eruv together with the outer chotzer, then they in actual fact will restrict the outer chotzer, and even though the residents of the outer chotzer made their own Eruv, the fact that the people from the inner chotzer can go through and they have not joined that outer Eruv, it actually restricts the outer chotzer from being able to be carried in by anybody. And we're going to learn the different halachas. And the Mishnah is going to teach us now seven halachas, and then the Gemara is going to go through them one by one, trying to understand them. Says the Mishnah, Shtei chatzeres zu lifnim mizu. This is the headline of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is two courtyards, one inside the other. Case number one, Irvo hapnimis veloy irvo hachitzoyna. The inner chotzer, they made their own private eruv between all the neighbors of the inner chotzer. V'lo yirvo hachitzoynis, that people, the neighbors of the outer chotzer, did not make an eruv. Then hapnimis muteres v'chitzoyna asura. One is allowed, all the neighbors in the inner chotzer can carry in the inner chotzer. There's no reason they're not. All the people that share that chotzer made an eruv. There's nobody who has permission to go through their chotzer because it's an inner chotzer. Nobody goes through the inner chotzer besides for the neighbors themselves that use it. And therefore, they can carry there. The outer chotzer, asura, and they are not allowed to carry in the outer chotzer, or nobody can carry in the outer chotzer for the simple reason that they themselves did not make an eruv. So we don't even have to go into whether, if they did make an Eruv, does the fact that the people of the inner chotzer can go through it disturb and restrict their chotzer? We don't need to come to that at all. The very fact that the people in the outer chotzer did not make an Eruv, that already restricts the outer Eruv. Case number two, hachitzoino v'loya pnimis. In the event that the people in the inner chotzer did not make an Eruv, and the people in the outer chotzer did make an Eruv, in that case, shteyen asurais. They're both awesome. The people in the inner chotzer, of course they can't carry in their own chotzer, they didn't make an eruv. The people in the outer chotzer, they did make an eruv, nonetheless they're not allowed to carry in their outer chotzer. And the reason is because the people from the inner chotzer, they travel through the outer chotzer, and that restricts it. And the Mishnah doesn't bring a machlokes here. It seems to be across the board. And there's a point that we have to mention, and the Gemara is going to discuss it here, and it's been mentioned in a Gemara previously. There's a difference between a regel ho'oiseres bimkoima and not oiseres bimkoima, and that means as follows. If the people in an inner chotzer can carry in their own chotzer, as we had, for example, in case number one, where they made their own eruv, then they are called muteres bimekoimam. In their own place, they're allowed to carry. The question is, if they are now walking through a different chotzer, with permission obviously, then there's a discussion whether if it's muteres bimekoimam, can they make an issa, can they make a restriction to another chotzer that they're going through. And we're going to see in case number three, that's going to be a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim. According to Rabbi Akiva, they can restrict an outer chotzer, according to the Chachomim, not. In the case where they are oiseres bimekoimo, like in case number two, that bimekoimo, in their place, in their residence, in their own chotzer, in the inner chotzer, they are restricted because they did not make an eruv. In that case, the Mishnah seems to take it for granted that when they're going through another chotzer, even if that second chotzer, in our Mishnah, it's the outer chotzer, that even though the outer chotzer themselves made an eruv, the fact that the people in the inner chotzer are going through it, and the people in the inner chotzer are oiseres bimkoima, they cannot carry in their own chotzer, they will restrict even the outer chotzer, which, even though they had their own eruv. And that's this case number two. Case number three, irva zula atzma v'zula atzma. If the inner chotzer made their own independent eruv, and the outer chotzer made their own independent eruv. And we would have thought that let them all carry, let the inner people carry in the inner chotzer, let the outer people carry in the outer chotzer. There's no discussion at this point in the Mishnah whether they can carry in each other's chotzer, because why should they be able to do that? They haven't made a ruvei chatzeris between the two chatzeris, but at least each one in their own chatzah should be able to carry. Says the Mishnah, irva zula atzmo v'zula atzmo, zu muteres bifne atzmo, v'zu muteres bifne atzmo. The opinion of the Tanakhama is that indeed each chatzah they can carry in their own independent chatzeris. Rabbi Akiva Oyser, Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says Oyser hachitzoyna, that the inner chotzer they can carry because they themselves made an eruv, in the same as in case number one, where the inner people made an eruv and the outer ones didn't. The halacha is that the people in the inner eruv can carry in the inner eruv, the same as here. The people in the inner eruv, in the inner chotzer made an eruv, they can carry. However, the people in the outer chotzer, in case number one, they cannot carry in the outer chotzer because they didn't make an eruv. In case number three, they did make an eruv. Nonetheless, Rabbi Akiva says they cannot carry there. Why? Shedrisas horegel oisrasa. The walking, the passing through of the feet. Drisas horegel is that the feet of the people of the inner chotzer who have permission to go through the outer chotzer, oisrasa, they are the ones that restrict the outer chotzer from being carried in, because since they have some part in the outer chotzer by virtue of the fact that they can walk through it, and they did not join the eruv of the outer chotzer with the residents of the outer chotzer, therefore the outer chotzer is totally restricted by everyone. The Chachomim here said that no, since b'mekoimo it's mutter, unlike in case number two, where the people in the inner chotzer cannot carry b'mekoimo because they didn't make an eruv, in this case b'mekoimo it's mutter, and therefore according to the Chachomim, it does not usher the outer chotzer, the fact that the inner people walking through it, because since b'mekoimo it's mutter, it doesn't usher. Rabbi Akiva says that drisas regel is oiser, even if it's mutter b'mekoimo. The Chachamim Oimrim, ein drisas regel oisrasa. This seems to be a repetition that the Mishnah says, the Chachamim say that drisas regel, the passing through of the people of the inner chotzer to the outer chotzer, does not restrict the outer chotzer. This seems to be exactly what the Mishnah said before Rabbi Akiva, when it says zumuteres bifnei atzmo, zumuteres bifnei atzmo. That seems to be the Chachamim. The Gemara is going to discuss that there's a repetition here. Continues the Mishnah, case number four. Shochach echod min achitzoino, v'lo irev. That means we're talking still about a case where they both made an independent eruv. The inner chotzer made an eruv and the outer chotzer made an eruv. However, unfortunately, one of the neighbors in the outer chotzer did not join the eruv of the outer chotzer. The naloch is hapnimis muteres. Again, the inner chotzer can certainly carry in their own chotzer because there's nobody passing through their chotzer and there's nobody in their chotzer that didn't join the eruv. V'chitzoina asura, the outer chotzer is asur because one of the people in the outer chotzer did not make an eruv, did not join the eruv. Continues the Mishnah, case number five, min hapnimis v'lo iriv. If nobody in the outer chotzer forgot to join the eruv, but somebody in the inner chotzer forgot to join the eruv, shtein hasuris, both of them are osur. The inner chotzer is osur because one of the people in the inner chotzer didn't join the eruv. And now that the inner chotzer is osur, the outer chotzer is also going to be osur. And this is similar to case number two, where the inner chata didn't make an Eruv and the outer chata did make an Eruv. The halach is that both chatzeros are osa. Continues the Mishnah, case number six. Nosno, and here we're talking about where the two chatzeros actually want to make a single Eruv, which means that they're going to put there's going to be food that represents all the residents of both chatzeros into one of the homes of one of the chatzeros. Nosnu Eruvon b'mokim echod. If the residents in both chatzeros put their Eruv in one place, and we'll soon see this is, let's assume they put their Eruv in a home in the outer chatzer. V'shochach echod min apnimis. And one of the people, bein min apnimis, bein min achitzayna, it doesn't matter whether it was one person from the inner chotzer or one person from the outer chotzer forgot to join the Eruv, and this is a combined Eruv of both chatzeres together, v'loy irev, and one of the people didn't join the Eruv, shtein asurais, then obviously both chatzeres cannot carry, because the one Eruv that they used, which was a joined Eruv, there's somebody that didn't join that Eruv, and therefore it makes it possible. Continues the Mishnah, the last case, case number seven. V'im hoyu shel yechidim. If the people living in these chatzeros are actually single people, that means there's only one person living in the inner chatzer and one person living in the outer chatzer. Obviously, they don't need to make an Eruv in and with themselves because there's only a single resident in the chatzer. So the person inside doesn't need an Eruv. The person outside doesn't need an Eruv. Einon tzichin la'ariv, they don't need to make an Eruv. And both chatzeros are mutar. And we'll have to see, because the person in the inner chotzer has permission to walk through the outer chotzer. The question is, according to Rabbi Akiva that we saw in case number three, that even though it's muteris b'mekoimo, but if it walks through another chotzer, it makes an issa. So the same should apply here, and we're going to see all that in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, ki osa Rav Dimi omar b'yanei. We're going to have a machlekes now between Rav Dimi and Rovin, who both came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and they both said in the name of Rav Yanai, but they said different things. So the Gemara is going to start with what Rav Dimi said in the name of Rav Yanai. And Rav Dimi is going back, or Rav Yanai is going back on case number two. In case number two, we saw that the inner chotzer, they did not make an Eruv, which means that the people from the inner chotzer were not allowed to carry in their own Eruv, and that is called Oiseres b'mekoimah. They are people that in their own place, in their own chotzer, are not allowed to carry. Zu divi Reb Akiva. In case number two that we saw in the Mishnah said, Irva zu la'atzma. Sorry, that's number three. Case number two, achitzoina v'loy apnimis. If the inner chotzer, if the outer chotzer made an Eruv and the inner chotzer did not make an Eruv, then shtein asurais, then neither is allowed to carry in any Eruv. The inner chotzer obviously cannot carry because they didn't make an Eruv. The outer chotzer that can carry, that did make an Eruv, can also not carry. And we said the reason was because the people in the inner chotzer are going through the outer chotzer and did not join the Eruv of the outer chotzer, and therefore they restrict the outer chotzer. So Rabbi Yanai said that opinion that the Mishnah says in case number two, that if the inner chotzer did not make an Eruv, and the outer chotzer did, that the inner people in the inner chotzer restrict the people in the outer chotzer, is zu divi Reb Akiva. It actually only follows the opinion of Reb Akiva that we know in case number three. In case number three, that the people in the inner chotzer made an Eruv, and the people in the outer chotzer actually also made an Eruv, they both made an Eruv, and then we said that Reb Akiva said in that case, even though the people in the inner chotzer b'mekoimo on muteres, they can carry in their chotzer, in the inner chotzer, because they made an Eruv. Nonetheless, they restrict the outer chotzer. So Rabbi Yanai said that in the same way as Rabbi Akiva holds that when you have muteres b'mekoimo, Rabbi Akiva says that they restrict the outer chotzer, so too when it's asura b'mekoimo, and it goes without saying, it's a kol shekein that when the inner chotzer is asura b'mekoimo, that it's going to say be osur, it's going to restrict the outer chotzer. Because when we learned the Mishnah, we assumed that the machlokes Reb Akiva and the Chachomim is only by muteres b'mekoimo, and in that case, the Chachomim say that the people of the inner chotzer, since they can carry in the inner chotzer, they do not restrict the outer chotzer. But the Chachomim will agree when it's asura b'mkoyma, as in case number two, then they will restrict the outer chotzer. So here Rav Dimi says in the name of Rav Yanai, not that way. He says that the Rabbi Akiva, who says that muteres b'mkoyma is restricts the outer chotzer, will say the same by asura b'mkoyma. But the Chachomim, the Mizdudi Rabbi Akiva de Omar afilu regela muteres b'mkoyma, which we know is case number three, oiseres shalei b'mkoyma. Oiseres shalei b'mkoyma, that even in case number two, and obviously in case number two, it will be Osir. Aval Chachomim Oimrim, but the Chachomim say, Keshem Sheregel Amuteres Einei Oseres, in the same way as the Chachomim in case number three say that the people of the inner Chotzer who happen to have made their own Eruv, they do not restrict the outer Chotzer, Kach Regel Asura, even if the people in the inner Chotzer had not made an Eruv, as in case number two, Einei Oseres, it will not Asir the outer chotzer, will not restrict them from carrying an outer chotzer. So the case, the halacha that we saw in case number two, that the people in the outer chotzer cannot carry, which we thought was going l'kule alma, according to Rav Yana, it's only Rav Akiva. And now we're going to try and learn the rest of the Mishnah to see whether this that Rav Yana said can be withheld in the Mishnah. Tanan, let's read case number two in the Mishnah. Irvo chitzoino v'loi pnimis. If the outer chotzer made an eruv and the inner chotzer did not make an eruv, shtein asurois, then in both chatzeris you cannot carry. Mani, who is this following? Ilema Rabbi Akiva, if it's following just Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbi Yanai just suggested, my iria regel asura afilu regel muteres nami. Then why do we need case number two? If case number two is only Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says not only regel ha'iseres b'mkoyma, as in case number two, it restricts the outer chotzer, but even regel hamuteres b'mkoyma, case number three, it also restricts the outer chotzer, then just tell us case number three, I don't need case number two. Elolav, it must be Rabbonon, that the case number two is coming to teach us that the Chachomim, who in case number three, where it was Muteres b'mekoimah, they do not restrict the outer chotzer. If it's Asura b'mekoimah, as in case number two, then they do restrict the outer chotzer. And that's clearly not like what Rav Yanai just said. Says the Gemara, no. Lo'ilom Rabbi Akiva. It could be that case number two is also just Rabbi Akiva. You can ask me a question, why do I need to say that the case number two in Rabbi Akiva, which is Materes, which is Asura b'mkoyma, that it restricts the outer chotzer, just say case number three, that even when it's Muteres b'mkoyma, it restricts the outer chotzer. Says the Gemara, no. V'loizu avzukatoni. The Mishnah is just telling us, is going from one point to an even bigger chiddush. It's telling us not only in case number two, where it's as oiseres b'mekoimo, it restricts the outer chotzer, but afzu, even in case number three, where it's muteres b'mekoimo, Rabbi Akiva also says that they restrict the outer chotzer. But indeed, it could be the Mishnah is conforming with what we heard in the name of Rabbi Yanai. Says the Gemara, let's move to case number three in the Mishnah. What does it say? Tanan, irvo zula atzmo v'zula atzmo. Case number three is telling us clearly that if they both made an Eruv, the inner chotzer and the outer chotzer both made their own Eruv. Zumuteres bifnei atzmo, v'zumuteres bifnei atzmo. They can each carry in their own chatzeres. That was the Tanakama in case number three. Tama, the only reason that the Tanakama say that the outer people can carry in the outer chotzer, the Irva, is because they made an Eruv. Ha'loi Irva. That means it's only because they both made an Eruv. That means the outer people and the inner people. Ha'loi Irva, in the event that the inner people would, the people from the inner chotzer would not have made an Eruv, then the halacha would be different. Shtein asurais. In that case, not only would the inner chotzer not be able to carry because they didn't make an Eruv, they would also restrict the outer chotzer. So what the Gemara is more or less saying is that when the Tanakama, when the Halacha says in case number three that the outer chotzer can carry in the outer chotzer, it's only because both chatzeris made their own Eruv. But if any one of them wouldn't have made an Eruv, then the outer chotzer would not be able to carry. which means even if the inner, that means if the inner chotzer would not have made an eruv, they would restrict the outer chotzer, which we know is case number two. So it's clear from the fact that the Chachomim in the Mishnah said that it's only the only time where the people in the outer chotzer can carry is because they both made an eruv. It's clear that the Chachomim themselves hold that if the inner chotzer did not make an eruv, if it's a seres b'mkoyma, it will restrict the outer chotzer, not like Rav Yanai. V'ho haitan da'omar regel amuteres eino yoseres regel ha'sura yoseres. That means what we're deducing from the Mishnah is that the very opinion that says that in case number three, that since the inner chotzer is mutter to carry in the inner chotzer, that's why the outer chotzer is not restricted. Also, the same opinion, that's the Tanakama in case number three, will hold that in case number two, where it's a regular yseres, the inner chotzer cannot carry in the inner chotzer, they would restrict the outer chotzer. That's clearly not what Rav Yanai said. Mani, who is that? Ho, mani ho, who is that? Ilem Rabbi Akiva hi, if you're going to say it's Rabbi Akiva, afilu regula muteres nami. It cannot be Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva in case number three in the Mishnah says explicitly that even in case number three where it's regula muteres, it also restricts the outer chotzer. Elolav Rabbonon hi. We're talking about the Chachomim who argued Rabbi Akiva in case number three, and they say that regel hamuteres does not restrict the outer chotzer, and we deduce from there that regel ha'asura does restrict the outer chotzer. So you see clearly that according to the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva in case number three, they will agree in case number two that it's asa. If so, that's not like Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai said that the Chachomim in case number two that say that the outer chotzer is asa, that is Rabbi Akiva. And the Chachomim in case number three, who say it's mutter, would say the same in case number two. That's not what we are deducing from the Mishnah. That's one question on Rav Yanai from case number three. V'oid another question mid the sefer Rabbi Akiva, from the fact that the end of case number three, it says that Diri Rabbi Akiva, it says that Rabbi Akiva holds that in case number three, it's Osir, and over there we're talking about Regel HaMuteres, Reisha Lav Rabbi Akiva. We assume that in case number two, where Rabbi Akiva is not mentioned, we assume that that's not Rabbi Akiva. And it's even the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva in case number three, who say that Regel HaMuteres does not restrict the outer chotzer. They are the ones who hold in case number two that it's Regel HaAsura, it does restrict the outer chotzer. Not like Rav Yanai. Answers the Gemara, no. We can still learn the Mishnah that is following what Rabbi Yanai said. Kulo Rabbi Akiva hi. It could be that both case number two and case number three, it's all Rabbi Akiva, and we have to read into the Mishnah some extra words. Uchasuri mechs Rabbi Hochiktoni. This is how we have to read the Mishnah. Irva, now we're going to reread case number two and then case number three. Irva zule atzma vazule atzma. And this is actually case number three. In case number three, that means first the Mishnah says case number two, loy irva, if the inner chotzer did not make an eruv, and the outer chotzer did make an eruv, then the only opinion mentioned in the Mishnah is that the people in the outer chotzer cannot carry. And obviously the people in the inner chotzer also can't because they didn't make an eruv. And then the third case, which is irva zula atzma v'zula atzma, in the event that both chatzeris made their own eruv, zumu teres bifne atzma v'zumu teres bifne atzma, then both the people in both chatzeris can carry in their own chatzeris. And we assumed that that was not Rabbi Akiva, because the Mishnah, in the version that we have in the Mishnah, it says, Zumu teres bifnei atzmo, v'zumu teres bifnei atzmo, Rabbi Akiva oyser hachitzoino. And Rabbi Akiva argues with that. And we have a problem with that, because if Rabbi Akiva is only arguing at the end of case number three, we assumed he's not arguing, then we assume there's no machloikas in case number two. That's not like Rav Yanai. So we're now going to add in some words where everything the Mishnah said in case number three at this point is all Rabbi Akiva. Why? Bamed vorim amurim. When is it true that if both chatzeros made an eruv, they can both carry in each other's eruv, they can both carry in their own chotzer, she'osso dako. That is, if there is a type of separation, a wall, a type of a partition between the two chatzeris, and then the people in the inside are not going through the chotzer, the outer chotzer, and therefore, even according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be mutter to carry in the outer chotzer, for the people in the outer chotzer. Avaloi osso dako, if they did not make this separation between the two chatzeris, then chitzoino asura. Then the people in the outer chotzer, They cannot carry an outer chotzer because the people in the inner chotzer are coming through it. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. That's the opinion of Rebbe Akiva. She Rebbe Akiva oyser esachitzoyno mipnei shadrisas haregel oyseres. Because Rebbe Akiva holds, both in case number 2 and in case number 3, that irrespective of whether the inner chotzer made an eruv or didn't make an eruv, since they can walk through the outer chotzer, even in a case of case number 3 where it's muteres b'mekoyma, that they restrict the outer chotzer. And this is all, that means there was no chachomim in the Mishnah before Rebbe Akiva. It was all Rebbe Akiva. And when it says before Rebbe Akiva in the Mishnah, Zumu teres bifnatzma, it was also Rebbe Akiva talking about when there's a partition between the two chatzeris. And only now, v'chachomim oimrim, ein drisas regel oiseres. And the chachomim argue in both case number 2 and case number 3, they say that in both cases, it's also because the chachomim hold not only regel hoiseres bimekoyma restricts the outer chotzer, but even regel hamuteres bimekoyma restricts the outer chotzer, and that is exactly what Rabbi Yannai said. That the same opinion holds in case number three, which is muteres bimekoyma, that it's muter, will hold that in case number 2, and the opinion that says in case number 2, which is hoiseres bimekoyma, that it restricts the outer chotzer, will say the same in case number 3, which is muteres bimekoyma. And that way we won't have a problem that the Mishnah's got repetition in case number 3 saying twice the Chachomim. No, because it's only the Chachomim are only what's mentioned after Rebbe Akiva's words, but the Halacha mentioned before Divrei Rebbe Akiva is Rebbe Akiva himself, as we just explained. Okay, so we don't have a clear refutation against Rebbe Yannai at this point. Continues the Gemara, Mosiv Rav Bivi Bar Abaya. Rav Bivi Bar Abaya is going to ask a question now on Rebbe Yannai from case number 7 in the Mishnah. V'imhoyu yechidim ein tzrichim l'oriv. What did we see in case number 7? If you have these two chatzeris, one inside the other, there was only one person living in the inner chotzer and one person living in the outer chotzer. There we say ein tzrichim l'oriv, you don't need any eruv, and they can each carry in their own chotzer. The question is that the person in the inner chotzer has permission to walk through the outer chotzer in order to go out into the Rosh HaSarabim. And nonetheless, Ein Tzrichin La'orev, he does not restrict the outer chotzer. So what do you see from there? You see clearly from there that case number 7 is following the opinion that Regel Hamuteres Bimkoyma, since the person living in the inner chotzer is mutter to carry in the inner chotzer, because there's only one person, he doesn't need an Eruv, he does not restrict the outer chotzer. But what do we deduce from there? Harshel Rabim, in the event that there was a number of neighbors sharing the inner chotzer and a number of people sharing the outer chotzer, tzrichin la'oriv, then the inner chotzer have to make an eruv in order to allow the people in the outer chotzer to carry in their chotzer. That means they both have to make an eruv in their own chatzeros in order to allow the people in the outer chotzer to carry there. That means if the people in the inner chotzer would not have their own eruv, they would restrict the people in the outer chotzer from carrying, even if the people in the outer chotzer had their own eruv. Alma, what do we see from there? Regela muteres b'mekoyma, for example, if there was only one person in each chotzer, eino oseres, it does not restrict the chotzer he's walking through. Regel ha'oseres, but if there's a number of people in the inner chotzer and they didn't make an eruv, and then they are oseres b'mekoyma, oseres, they do restrict the outer chotzer, and that's clearly not like Rav Yannai, where Rav Yannai said there's no difference between whether it's regel ha'muteres or regel ha'asures. Either you hold that in both cases they do not restrict the outer chotzer, or in both cases they do restrict the outer chotzer, and that seems to be clearly not like the way that Rav Bivi Bar Abaya is understanding the seventh case in the Mishnah. V'oid Mosiv Ravina, another question Ravina asked, and this is from case number 4. We saw in case number 4, Shochach Echod min achitzoino v'loy iriv. If the people in the inner chotzer made their own eruv, and the people in the outer chotzer made their own eruv, but the people in the outer chotzer, one of those neighbors forgot to join the eruv. Hapnimis muteres, the people in the inner chotzer, they can carry in their own chotzer because they all made an eruv. V'chitzoyinu asura, but the people in the outer chotzer obviously cannot carry in their chotzer because one of those people forgot to join the eruv. And in case number 5, Echod min apnimis v'lo iriv, which means if nobody in the outer chotzer forgot to join the eruv, but somebody from the inner chotzer forgot to join the eruv, shtehen asurais. Then both chatzeris are aser. The inner chotzer is aser because there's somebody in the inner chotzer that forgot to join the eruv. The outer chotzer is then going to be aser, even though they made an eruv, because the people in the inner chotzer can walk through them. Tama. The only reason that both chatzeris cannot carry in their own chotzer is the shochach, because somebody in the inner chotzer forgot to join the eruv. Haloi shochach. In the event that nobody forgot, neither in the inner chotzer or the outer chotzer, shtein mutaris. And that is exactly case number, similar to case number 3, where there was an eruv in each, and everybody says that, and you can carry in both chatzeris. Alma, so what do we see from there? Regel hamuteres, eina oseres, regel asura iseres. Because in case number 5, why can the people in the outer chotzer not carry in the outer chotzer? Because the people in the inner chotzer can walk through them. And the people in the inner chotzer, they are a problem because they cannot carry in their own chotzer because somebody in their eruv forgot to join. So you see clearly from case number 5 that regel ha'iseres bimkoimo restricts the outer chotzer. And nonetheless, we deduced from there that the only reason that you cannot carry in the two chatzeris is because somebody forgot. But in the event that nobody forgot, one could carry in both chatzeris, which means that the same opinion who holds regel ha'iseres is oiser, which means that if the people in the inner chotzer cannot carry in the inner chotzer, they restrict the outer chotzer, they hold that if the people in the inner chotzer are allowed to carry in the inner chotzer, that they do not restrict the outer chotzer. And that's clearly not what Rabbi Yannai said. Elo ki osa rovin omer Rabbi Yannai. We're going to see a different quote from Rabbi Yannai. Gimel machlokes bedovo. There are 3 opinions here in this whole concept of who restricts the outer chotzer. Tanu Kamasova, the first opinion mentioned in case number 3, not like the Chisure Mechsura that we saw, just reading our Mishnah at face value. The case number 3, Irva Zula Atzmo, Vazula Atzmo, Zumu Teres Bifne Atzmo, Vazumu Teres Bifne Atzmo. The Tanakama say that in the case number 3, which is a case where it's Muteres Bim Koima, because the inner chotzer have a valid Eruv, that they do not restrict the outer chotzer. Tanu Kamasova, regel hamuteres eino oseres, regel ha'asura iseres. However, the same opinion that says in case number 3 that they do not restrict the outer chotzer, they agree in case number 2, which is regel which is asura bimkoima, because the inner chotzer did not make an eruv, that they agree that they restrict the outer chotzer. Rabbi Akiva Sova. Rabbi Akiva argues and says, "Afilu regel hamuteres, not only in case number 2, but even in case number 3, which is muteres bimkoimo, oiseres, they can restrict the outer chotzer, as we saw clearly. Rabbi Akiva oiser hachitzoino shedrisas regel oisroso." And now, the Gemara is telling us, "Verabonon basroi." This second time that it mentions the Chachomim, and we said it seems to be a repetition. It's not a repetition. When it says v'chachomim oimrim ein drisas haregel oisroso, it's not merely going back on case number 3, which is a case of muteres b'mekoimo, and the chachomim there say that it does not restrict the outer chotzer. No, rabbonon basroi sovar kishem sheregel muteres eino yiseres kach regelo asura eino yiseres. So when it says at the end of case number 3, v'chachomim oimrim ein drisas haregel oisroso, it's actually going back onto case number 2. Now in case number 2 we saw that shtein asurois, since the inner chotzer did not make an eruv, they restrict the outer chotzer, and we assumed that that's everybody, not only Rabbi Akiva in case number 3, but even the Chachomim in case number 3, and that's true. But there's a third opinion, which is called Rabbonon Basroi, the second Rabbonon mentioned at the end of case number 3, and that says that even in case number 2, where it's Surah Bimkoimo, nonetheless they do not restrict the outer chotzer. That's what they said. V'chachomim oimrim ein drisas haregel isrosa. Drisas haregel is never an issue. If the outer chotzer made their own eruv, it doesn't matter if the people walking through from the inner chotzer can carry in their own chotzer or cannot carry in their own chotzer. They do not restrict the outer chotzer. And then we've understood the entire Mishnah, and everything is understood. Continues the Gemara. And now the Gemara is focusing on case number six. What happened in case number six? That they took the one Eruv that they had between the two Chatzeres. They wanted to join both Chatzeres. They put the food of the Eruv in one of the homes in the outer Chatzer. And the Mishnah didn't tell us which Chatzer. The Mishnah just said, B'mokim Echad, in one place. But one of the people, either in the first Chatzer or in the second Chatzer, forgot to join the Eruv, then obviously there is no Eruv, and nobody can carry in any Chatzer. Nosnu Eruvon b'mokim Echad, v'shochach Echad, bein min ha'pnimis, bein min ha'chitzeino, v'lo irev shteyen asuris. Asks the Gemara, my mokim Echad? This one place that they made this, that they put this Eruv, which Chatzah is it? Is it the inner Chatzah or the outer Chatzah? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Chitzayno, Mokim Echad means the outer Chatzah. And we'll soon see that the significance to that. They put it in the outer Chatzah. Umay Koru Lo, B'Mokim Echad. Why is it called Mokim Echad? Says the Gemara, Mokim HaMiyuchad Lishtein. Mokim Echad means a one place. One place means the one place which is used and shared by everybody. It's miyuchad. It's all where everybody's got a share in it. And that's the outer chotzer. The inner chotzer, only the people in the inner chotzer have permission to be there. In the outer chotzer is a place that unites everybody because the people in the inner chotzer have permission to go through it as well. And therefore, mokim echad is a mokim ha-miyuchad l'shteyan is the outer chotzer. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to, that if they made an Eruv and put the Eruv bread in one of the homes in the outer Chatzar, if one of the people forgot to join the Eruv, then nobody can carry in any Chatzar. Tanya Mihochi, we saw a brisa to this effect. Nosnu Eruvon b'chitzoino, it says explicitly, if they put their Eruv bread in the outer Chatzar, v'shochach echod, and somebody forgot, bein min ha-chitzoino or bein min ha-pnimis, irrespective if it was somebody from the inner Chatzar or from the outer Chatzar, v'lo irev and didn't join the Eruv, shtein asurais, both Chatzeres are not allowed to be carried in. Nosnu, but the brisa carries on. Nosnu Eruvon b'pnimis, what happens if they put the Eruv in the inner chotzer, v'shochach echod min apnimis, and somebody from the inner chotzer forgot to join the eruv, v'lo iriv, shteyen asurais, then also both chatzeris nobody can carry in it. Min hachitzeino, if however the bread was put in one of the homes in the inner chotzer, and nobody in the inner chotzer forgot to join the eruv, but somebody from the outer chotzer forgot, v'lo iriv, and did not join the eruv, shteyen asurais. Then in that case, again, both chatzeres cannot be carried in. Divi Reb Akiva, that's the opinion of Reb Akiva. V'chachomim oimrim, the chachomim say, bezu, in this case, pnimis muteres v'chitzoyin asura. Since the bread of the eruv is in the inner chotzer, and nobody in the inner chotzer forgot to join the eruv, the people in the inner chotzer can carry in the inner chotzer. The people in the outer chotzer, since somebody from the outer chotzer forgot to join the Eruv, the people in the outer chotzer cannot carry in the chotzer. And now the Gemara is going to explain this halacha. Omale Rabbi Barchonon Lu'abaya. Ma'ishno l'rabonon. According to the Chachomim who argue the Reb Akiva, the Omar Pnimis Muteris. Why do the Chachomim say that the people in the inner chotzer are allowed to carry in the inner chotzer, even though there's somebody in this joined Eruv, which happens to be placed in one of the homes in the inner Chotzer, didn't join. One of the people in the outer Chotzer didn't join this Eruv. Why can the people in the inner Chotzer carry according to the Chachomim? Mishum de achdo dosho, because the people in the inner Chotzer, they can close their doors and say that we are staying inside here and nobody from the outer chotzer can come into the inner chotzer, even though when there's a combined eruv, then not only the people from the inner chotzer they come to the outer chotzer, but the people from the outer chotzer also come to the inner chotzer. That's what happens when you combine the eruv. But the people in the inner chotzer can say, "We're closing the doors. We don't know you," and therefore the people in the inner chotzer can carry because the eruv is there. Nobody in their chotzer forgot to join the Eruv, and they have locked out the people from the outer chotzer, and therefore they can carry there. Mishum de achdo dosha, they can close their doors, or mishtamsha, and they can use the chotzer. Reb Akiva nami, so why does Reb Akiva argue with that? Why does Reb Akiva say that in that case, that even the people in the inner chotzer cannot carry? Teicha dosha v'tishtamish. Close the doors and use your chotzer. Just don't let the people from the outer chotzer in. Says Gemara, Omar Li, Eruv Margilo. Bakiva holds, since the Eruv is here, and this Eruv is actually representing the people in the outer chotzer as well, then the people from the outer chotzer, they are allowed to come through, they are accustomed to coming through, and therefore you can't just close the door, and therefore even the people in the inner chotzer cannot carry in the inner chotzer. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Asks the Gemara, Rabbono Nami Eruv Margilo. If so, according to the Chachomim, they also agree that once you put the Eruv in the inner chotzer, the people from the outer chotzer are going to be accustomed to coming in. So how can, according to Rabbi Akiva, how can the people in the inner chotzer carry in the inner chotzer if the people in the outer chotzer are in there? And if we're all together, then you need everybody to join the Eruv, and there's somebody from the outer chotzer that didn't join the Eruv. Says the Gemara, Da Omro Le, the people in the inner chotzer can tell the people in the outer chotzer that you have no permission to be here. The only reason Eruv Margilo, the only reason that you're accustomed to come here is because we have a common Eruv. Well, we don't want this Eruv. Why did we join you for the Eruv? Just in order to help us. In order we can all carry in each other's Eruv and nobody should restrict anyone. In each other's chotzer, nobody should be restricted. But over here, that one of you from the outer chotzer forgot to join, you're causing us more trouble than it's worth. We don't want the Eruv. We don't want you. We don't need you. We have our Eruv here in this chotzer for ourselves, and that's it. The Omro Leo, Litkune Shitavticha, V'loi Leivusi. I only brought you into this Shituf, into this partnership in the Eruv, is in order Litkune, to be fixing, to help us. But Loi Leivusi, but not in order to cause us problems and to restrict us. We can't even carry in our own chotzer now. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Nami, Teima Litkune Shitavticha, V'loi Leivusi. Why, according to Rabbi Akiva, can the people in the inner chotzer not say to the people in the outer chotzer, I don't know you, I don't want you, and sort of close the doors on them, and then the people in the inner chotzer can carry in the inner chotzer? Says the Gemara, De Omra Lo Mevatlinon Lecho Roshusi. Since it's possible for the people in the outer chotzer to relinquish their rights in the inner chotzer to the people in the inner chotzer, and if they would do that, then they would no longer be an issue here, and even Rabbi Akiva would agree that the people in the inner chotzer can carry in the inner chotzer. Since there is that possibility, it's not really called la'avosi, it's not called such a problem that we've made this combined Eruv, and therefore, all the while that they're not doing a bittel, they restrict the inner chotzer because the Eruv is making them accustomed in the inner chotzer. And in order to stop that, the people in the outer chotzer have to relinquish their rights in the inner chotzer back to the people in the inner chotzer. And all the while they didn't do that, the people in the inner chotzer cannot carry them. The Rabbonon say that's not an option. It's called an Ivus, and the people in the inner chotzer have a claim to say we never wanted this partnership, in the event that you're causing us more harm than it's worth, and there's no option of the people in the outer chotzer relinquishing their rights to the inner chotzer, ein bittel rishus mechotzer lechotzer. Even though the rights that we're talking about are the rights to the inner chotzer, but since the people who are relinquishing their rights are the people from the outer chotzer, we say that the people in the outer chotzer cannot relinquish any rights to people in a different chotzer, to people in the inner chotzer, since they cannot relinquish their rights. And this is a discussion we've had previously, if bittel rishus mechotzer lechotzer. According to the Rabbonon, that you cannot relinquish rights to people in another chotzer, therefore those rights are there to stay, and therefore it's called an ivus, it's called that you are getting in our way, and therefore the people in the inner chotzer can actually close their doors and lock out the people in the outer chotzer, and then they will be allowed to carry inside the inner chotzer. Continues the Gemara. Leimer Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan beplukta d'Rabbonon v'Rabbi Akiva komiflegi. We've had a brachloikus previously, when you have two chatzeros next to each other, and we're not talking like a pnimius and a chitzoinis. They each have their own exit into the Roshos HaRabim. But there's an entranceway, a significantly sized entrance between the two chatzeros. And even though each chotzer made their own Eruv for the people in that chotzer to carry, they did not make an Eruv between the two of them. And now in the middle of Shabbos, they had a reason that they wanted to carry from one chotzer to the other. You cannot make an Eruv in the middle of Shabbos. So they decided that they're going to relinquish their rights of the people in one chotzer will relinquish their rights to the people in the other chotzer. And then the people in the other chotzer can carry between the two chatzeres. And there we saw Machlokes Amiroim, we saw Machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. That Shmuel said that Ein Mevatlin, Mirushus Lirushus, and Rabbi Yochanan says Mevatlin. So now the Gemara is saying, Leima Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan, or Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing in the case of two chatzeris next to each other, are beplukted Rabbonon, Rabbi Akiva, arguing in the same machlokes as Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbonon we just saw now regarding two chatzeris, one behind each other, one inside each other. Komifligi, that's the same machlokes. The Shmuel Omar Rabbonon. Shmuel that said in the case of two chatzeris next to each other that Ein Mevatlin Mirushus Lirushus, they hold like the Rabbonon here, that Ein Bittel Rishus Michatzer Lechatzer. Rabbi Yochanan de Omar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that with two chatzeros, mevatlin michatzer lechatzer, will say the same as we saw here from Rabbi Akiva, that mevatlin rishus michatzer lechatzer. And we don't, as we've seen many times, we don't want two amiroim to be arguing in the same way as two tanoim. You can have an amira saying that we rule like one tana, we rule like another tana. But when the amira is not taking a side in a machlekas tanoim, just to say that there's two amiroim who are having the same argument that two tanoim already had is something that we're not so comfortable with. Says the Gemara, Omer lecha Shmuel. Shmuel can answer as follows. Anod de Omre afilu l'Rabbi Akiva. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, in the case of the two chatzeris, one inside the other, that Rabbi Akiva says that Mevatlin mi chatzer lechatzer will agree to what I, Shmuel, say, that in the case where you have two chatzeris next to each other, that ain't Mevatlin. Why? Ad kan loik omer Rabbi Akiva hocha. When does Rabbi Akiva say that Mevatlin mi chatzer lechatzer is elo b'shtei chatzeris zu lifnim mizu? It's only when you have no choice. Like in our case here, where if not for doing the bittul, no da'osron ahadodi. The people in the outer chotzer and the people in the inner chotzer are restricting each other. In the case we just saw now, the people in the outer chotzer are actually restricting the people in the inner chotzer from being able to carry in their own chotzer. In that case, Rabbi Akiva says, you have no choice. Mevatlin mi chotzer lechotzer. Aval hosom, but in the case there of the two chatzeris next to each other, where even if there's no bittel, they can each carry in their own chotzer, ki ka'os, mi ka'osron adodi, they don't restrict each other's chotzer. In that case, we say, Rabbi Akiva says that in that case, Shmuel will say, and he'll say that Rabbi Akiva will agree with him, is that Ein Mevatlin Michotzer Lechotzer. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that in the case of the two chatzeris next to each other, he says that Mevatlin Rishus Michotzer Lechotzer, he can say, Anod Omri Afilu L'Rabbonon. Even according to the Rabbonon, who we just saw now, in the case of two chatzeris, one inside each other, the Rabbonon say, Ein Mevatlin Rishus Michotzer Lechotzer, Rabbi Yochanan will say that they will agree with me in the case of two chatzeris next to each other. Ad kan leik omer Rabbonon, when do the Rabbonon say that Ein Mevatlin Rishus Michotzer Lechotzer, Ela de Omra lo, Ad de Mevatlisli, Ka'osra Solai. That's only in this case here where until they do the bittel, the people in the outer chotzer are restricting the people in the inner chotzer. And if the people in the outer chotzer do not relinquish their rights to the inner chotzer, then they restrict the people in the inner chotzer. And therefore, the people in the inner chotzer can say to the people on the outer chotzer, Dal ant v'dal pitulach, says Rashi, I don't need your bittel, you're getting in the way. I don't want this partnership, and therefore there's no reason to be mevatel or rishus michotzer lechotzer. The people in the inner chotzer can just say, I don't know you, and bye-bye. However, aval hosam, but in the case of the two chatzeris next to each other, where in that case, mika osur salo, where nobody is restricting anyone else, and since nobody's restricting anyone else, then there's no way of one sending the other one away. All we want to do is to allow the people in one chotzer to carry in the other chotzer by relinquishing their rights to one another. In that case, Rabbi Yochanan will say, mevatlin rishus, michotzer lechotzer. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, in case number 7 in the Mishnah, v'imhoyu shel yechidim, if the inner chotzer belong to a single person and the outer chotzer belong to a single person, ein tzorich eruv, they don't need any eruv between them. Omer Rav Yosef, Tony Rebbe, Rav Yosef is saying in the name of Rebbe, hoyu gimel, in the event that between them there was not two people, one in each, as the Mishnah says, yechidim, but there were three people. That means in one of the two chatzeros, there were two people living. In hoyu gimel asurin, in that case, then it is osa. And Rashi explains that if there's two people in the inner chotzer and one in the outer chotzer, then in the event that the people in the inner chotzer did not make an Eruv, then they are asura b'mekoimam, and not only can they not carry in the inner chotzer, they also restrict the rights of the outer chotzer that has just one person in it, that he cannot carry in that chotzer either, because they are the people in the inner chotzer, the two are, can walk through it. And even if you've got one person in the inner chotzer and two in the outer chotzer, and then obviously the one in the inner chotzer, he can carry in the inner chotzer. But the two in the outer chotzer, even if they made an Eruv, Asurin, they are not allowed to carry in the outer chotzer. And that's, even though we say that if the person in the inner chotzer is muteres b'mekoimo, as in this case, in the event that it's just one person there, he can carry in his rishus, and we say that somebody who's muteres b'mekoimo, we saw before, according to the Tanakhama, it does not restrict the outer chotzer. But in this case, where there's one inside and two outside, there we made it, we'll soon see in the Gemara, the Chachomim made an extra gezeira that the people in the outer chotzer cannot carry in the outer chotzer. Why? As a gezeira, because you might get confused with the opposite case where there's two in the inner chotzer and one in the outer chotzer, that you might think that even if the inner people in the inner chotzer do not make an Eruv, the people in the outer chotzer, the single person in the outer chotzer, can carry in the outer chotzer, even though it's regular Yiseres going through it. Therefore, the Chachamim said, whenever you have three, two in one chotzer and one in the other chotzer, irrespective of whether there's two on the inner chotzer or two in the outer chotzer are not allowed to carry in their own chotzer, even if they made an Eruv. That is Asurin. Omer Luhur of Bivi. Rav Bivi said, don't listen to what Rav Yosef said, that this halacha is in the name of Rebbe. And we know that Rav Yosef, Rashi says that Rav Yosef, he became a little bit forgetful towards the end of his life, and he made a mistake, and we'll soon understand exactly what his mistake was. So Rav Bivi says, don't listen to Rav Yosef as regarding to who said this, as if Rebbe said it. And no, I'm written on the halacha. Rav Bivi says, I said this halacha, u'mishmeder of Adar Bar Ava, I'm written on the halacha. And I was said in the name of Rav Adar Bar Ava, not in the name of Rebbe. And the reason that the halacha is that if two of the three are in the outer chotzer, even if they made an Eruv, and it should be mutter for them to carry in the outer chotzer, because in the inner chotzer there's just a single person, and the single person is muteres b'mekoimo, and if it's muteres b'mekoimo, it does not restrict the people in the outer chotzer. Nonetheless, since it's called a rabbim, a rabbim is in plural, since in the outer chotzer there's a rabbim, people will get confused and think that in the case where there's a rabbim in the inner chotzer, that it's also okay to carry in the outer chotzer, even though in the case where there's two inside in the inner chotzer, then according to the halacha, if they didn't make an Eruv, they restrict the outer chotzer, because it's Oseres b'mekoimo. In order not to get confused, since it's called Rabbim, then even though they're in the outer chotzer and they've made an Eruv, they are not allowed to carry in the outer chotzer. Hoyel v'anikoyer b'en Rabbim b'chitzoino, we don't want to get confused with the case where it's Rabbim in the inner chotzer, and therefore it's Oser. That's what Rav Yosef said. Omer Rav Yosef says, Morad Avram, in the name of the Hashem of Avram Avinu, Rabbim b'Rebbe ichlefli. I obviously heard that the reason that it's Osir is because of Rabbim, like it was just explained now, that because there's a Rabbim in the outside, it will get confused with Rabbim in the inner chotzer. And I obviously forgot, or I got confused between the word Rabbim and the word Rebbe, and I thought that it was Rebbe that said the halacha, and I obviously made a mistake. Or Shmuel Omer. Shmuel argues with what we just heard in the name of Rav Yosef. La'olam mutorois ad sheyu shnayim bepnimius ve'echod bechitzoinam. If there's two in the inner chotzer and one in the outer chotzer, and the two in the inner chotzer didn't make an Eruv, and they are useres b'mekoimo, they restrict the outer chotzer. But if there's one in the inner chotzer, and it's muteres b'mekoimo, because he doesn't need an Eruv, there's only one there, and two in the outer chotzer, and they made an Eruv, then the one in the middle obviously does not, because it's muteres b'mekoimo, will not restrict the outer one, and therefore the people in the outer chotzer are allowed to carry. Not like we saw from Rav Yosef. Omer Beloza, V'nochri harehu karabim. What happens if you have a case where you have a goy in the one chotzer, in the inner chotzer, and you have two Yisraelim in the outer chotzer. So Rabbi Elazar says it's the same halacha as if you would have two people in the inner chotzer and two people in the outer chotzer, and two people in the inner chotzer, two in the outer chotzer. Then there is the concept that the two in the inner chotzer, if they didn't make an eruv, they restrict the people in the outer chotzer. So too here, if there's a goy in the inner chotzer, he's going to restrict the people in the outer chotzer, even if the people in the outer chotzer made an eruv. Why? The goy cannot join an eruv together with the Yisraelim. And since the goy walks through the outer chotzer, then he's going to restrict the outer chotzer, even though the goy in the inner chotzer is muteres b'mekoyma, but since he walks through the outer chotzer, the halacha is, it's as if there's two people in an inner chotzer, two Yisraelim, which are Yisraelis b'mekoyma. And Rashi explains that it's talking here about that it must be following Shmuel. Shmuel said that in the event that there's two people in the outer chotzer and only one in the inner chotzer, then it's mutter to carry in the outer chotzer because it's muteres b'mekoyma. And the chiddush is if it's a goy in the inside, then it's going to be osur. According to Rav Yosef that we saw before, Rav Yosef says that if there's two people in the outer chotzer, it's always going to be osur because we might make a mistake and get confused with two people in the inner chotzer. Then over here, if there's two Yisraelim in the outer chotzer, of course they're not going to be able to carry in the outer chotzer. But even according to Shmuel, who says that if there's an Eruv in the outer chotzer and the people in the inner chotzer, if there's only one person or somebody who's muteres b'mekoyma will not restrict the outer chotzer. However, if it's a goy, it's kashnaim, and it will restrict the outer chotzer. Asks the Gemara, Maishno Yisroel deloy osar. Why is the goy different to Yisroel? If you have one Yisroel on the inside and two Yisraelim on the outer chotzer, Shmuel said before that the person on the inside chotzer does not restrict the outer chotzer. Why? Demanda yoda. No one's going to get confused. Demanda yoda, yoda. Anyone who knows that there's just one person in the inner chotzer knows there's just one person there and knows that it's muteres b'mekoyma and therefore does not restrict the outer chotzer. Umanda lo yoda. And anyone who doesn't know there's just one person in the inner chotzer, who might think there's two people in the inner chotzer, sova iruva iruva, obviously thinks and is obviously assumes that all the people in the inner chotzer made an eruv, so it's muteres b'mekoyma and does not restrict the outer chotzer. Nochri nami, in the case where the inside only has one goy there, nami omrinon, why don't we say, de yoda, yoda, anyone who knows there's just one goy there, knows there's just one goy, it's muteres b'mekoyma, and therefore will not restrict the two people in the outer chotzer. De lo yoda, and the people who don't know that there's just one goy in that inner chotzer, and will think that together with the goy in the inner chotzer, there's some other Yisraelim there, sovar agiri oiger, then people will assume that the Yisraelim, they did the schirus, as we've learnt. They leased from the goy part of his rishus, and therefore they can make an eruv. And again, it's muteres b'mekoyimam. They will not restrict the outer chotzer. Says the Gemara, no. Stam nochri ki iisa de oiger mif apoi. A goy, when he hires out some of his rishus, or he hires his rishus to the Yisraelim, he talks about it. Everyone knows about it. And since people didn't hear that the goy was rented his rishus to the Yisrael, they might think that either you don't need to rent from a goy, or they're going to make a mistake and think that the Yisraelim did not rent it from the goy, and indeed it's oiseres b'mekoyma, the people in the inside cannot carry in their chotzer, and people will think that since the people in the outer chotzer are carrying, they'll think that even when it's oiseres b'mekoyma, it does not restrict the outer chotzer, and that's also not true according to the Chachomim. And therefore, we said in the case of a goy, people might get confused, and therefore the people in the outer chotzer cannot carry in the outer chotzer. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Going to be machloikas now, Shmuel and Rav Yechanon, in an interesting case. Yud batim ze lifnim mize. If you have a chotzer, and from the chotzer you have 10 homes that they are all one going into the other, from the chotzer into home number 1. From home number 1, you can walk through home number 1 to home number 2. From home number 2 to home number 3, there's no way of getting out of home number 2 unless you go through home number 1 and then to the chotzer. Number 1, number 2, you have 10 homes, one inside the other. Zelifnim is it. And they want to now carry from the chotzer into the homes and from the homes to the chotzer. Which of these homes have to join the Eruv? Assuming that there's other homes, other neighbors joining the chotzer besides for this row of homes? So Shmuel said, Yud batim zalef nimizeh, pnimi noisun es eruvoi. The only one of these whole string of homes that needs to give a share in the eruv is only number 10. The one furthest in, that's the real home. All the other homes are just gateways into the innermost home. And gateways, even people living in gateways, we've already seen in a base shahr, people living in a base shahr do not restrict in the chotzer, and therefore the only person that's not in a gateway is the person living in the innermost house. The person in the innermost house has to join the eruv. V'dayoy, and that's enough. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan says, afilu chitzoin, even the outer one, we assume that to mean even home number one, all 10 homes have to join. Says the Gemara, chitzoin beis sharhu, the outermost home is considered as a gateway into the inner homes, so the outermost home should have to join an eruv. We know that somebody who lives in a gateway does not join an eruv. Chitzoin shel pnimi. So Rashi explains what this means is, of course, number one doesn't need to give an eruv, and nor does number two. The one that does is the home that is leading up to the innermost home. Home number 9, which is a gateway to home number 10, which is the home itself. There's nothing beyond number 10. Number 9 also has to join in the eruv, not just home number 10. B'maikum ifligi. What they're arguing about, that Shmuel says only home number 10 has to join the eruv, and Rabbi Yechanan says home number 9 as well. Says the Gemara, Marasov, Shmuel holds Beis Shar Deyochid, a gateway that is serving just a single home, is also called a Beis Shar, and therefore home number 9, even though all it's serving is home number 10, it's called a Beis Shar, and therefore does not need to join the Eruv. Or Marasov, Rabbi Yechanan says, Lo Yishmei Beis Shar. He says that a Beis Shar, a gateway, is only if it's serving at least 2 homes. So home number 1 is serving 9 homes. Home number 2 is serving 8 homes, etc. Home number 9 is only serving 1 home. That's not called a gateway. That's also called a home. Home number 8 is serving 2 homes. Home number 9 and number 10. Home number 9 is only serving a single home. That's not called a gateway. It's not called a Beis Shar. If it's not called a Beis Shar, it's called a Bayis. If it's called a Bayis, it has to join the Eruv. Or Marasova Loishme Beis Shar. Rabbi Yechanan says that a Beis Shar that's only serving 1 home is not considered a Beis Shar. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravua, Omar Rav. And before we read the words of the Gemara, let's try and picture it. And if you're using any of these fancy Gemaras and you have a picture of this, it will make it easier. We're talking here that you have 2 chatzeris, a chotzer on the right, a chotzer on the left. The left-hand chotzer has got a number of homes that are sharing this chotzer, and so does the left-hand chotzer. Besides for those homes that are sharing the chotzer, there's a row of 3 homes in between the 2 chatzeris. So let's call it like this. The chotzer, the left-hand chotzer, has home number 1, an independent home which is sharing that chotzer. Besides for home number 1, and home number 1 could have a number of homes besides for it, but there's a home number 1. And then going off this chotzer, there is a home number 2. Home number 2, one side of it is obviously in the chotzer. The other side of home number 2, if you go through number 2, you enter home number 3. When you go through home number 3, you enter home number 4. Home number 4, you go to the other side of home number 4, you have the second chotzer, the right-hand chotzer. And off the right-hand chotzer, you've also got a home number 5. That's the case. So again, you have 2 chatzeris. You have home number 1, which is unique to the left-hand chotzer, home number 5, unique to the right-hand chotzer. In between the 2 chatzeris, you have homes 2, 3, and 4, which are going one through the other. So let's see this. Let's see the case inside. Beis chatzeris, there are 2 courtyards, the gimel batim beineim, and there's 3 homes between the joining the 2 courtyards. Zeh, if the home number 1, which belongs to the left-hand chotzer, bo derech zeh, he walks through home number 2, v'noisen eruv, and he puts his eruv, he wants to make an eruv in his chotzer, he puts his eruv into Bezeh, into home number three, which is the middle of the three homes. Bezeh, home number five, that he's the home that belongs to the right-hand chotzer, Bo Derech Zeh, he walks through home number four, V'noisen Eruvai Bezeh, and he also puts his Eruv into home number three. So Zeh Naaseh Beis Shaar LaZeh. So home number two is considered just a gateway into LaZeh, to home number one. That means number one, who walked through the Chotzer, through home number two and put his Eruv into home number three, home number two, as far as relative to home number one, home number two was just a throughway into home number three, a Beis Shaar. V'zeh, home number four, Naaseh Beis Shaar LaZeh. Home number five walked through home number four and put his Eruv into home number three. So as far as home number five is concerned, home number four is just a Beis Shaar. Emtzoi, home number three, which is the middle of the three, Havilei Bayis Shemanichin Bo Eruv. That's considered a Bayis, and the halacha is that Bayis, the Eruv Chatzeres, has to be put in a Bayis, cannot be put in a Beis Shaar. V'ein Tzorich Litein Es Hapas. So if you want now both chatzeres together to merge into one that everybody can carry in their own chotzer and in the other chotzer, home number one put their chotzer, their eruv, into home number three. Home number five put the chotzer into home number three. Home number three itself does not need to join the chotzer, because the halacha is that the home that's hosting the bread does not need to contribute to the bread. So home number three, which is considered a bias, and if it's a bias, needs to be part of the Eruv, but since he's hosting the Eruv, does not need to contribute to the Eruv. And home number two and home number four, they were just used as a Beis Shaar, as a throughway. It means home number two was used as a throughway for home number one, and home number four was used as a throughway by home number five. So since they are both considered a Beis Shaar, they do not need to contribute to the Eruv. So you have a case where you've got five homes, two chatzeres, and you only need two contributions of bread, and that's all. And that's what it says here. V'ein tzorich litein es hapas, that home number three does not need to contribute bread because they are hosting the Eruv. Home number two and four do not need to contribute because they are Beis Shaar. Home number one and five did contribute, and that's all you need for this Eruv. Continues the Gemara. Bodik lehu rechova l'rabonon. Rechova was now going to test the Rabbonon and ask them a complicated question to see how they will deal with it. And we have a similar case to what we just saw now, but we have one less home in between. That means you have the left-hand chotzer with home number one. The right-hand chotzer, what we called before home number five, let's call it now home number four. In between the two chatzeris, you have home number two and home number three. And what happened? Beis chatzeris or beis batim. You have two courtyards and two homes beinei between the two chatzeris, besides for an extra home with each chotzer. Zeh bo derech zeh v'nosan iruvoi bezeh. Home number one went through the chotzer, through home number two, and put the eruv into home number three. V'zeh bo derech zeh, and home number four went through the chotzer, went through home number three, v'nosan iruvoi bezeh, and put the eruv in home number two. The question is, konu eruv oiloi. That means we're talking now about home number two and three, that relative to home number one, two is called a Beis Shaar, and three was the bias. He walked through number two and put the eruv in number three. Relative to home number four, home number three was the Beis Shaar, and home number two was the bias. And if you want them all to join the eruv, then as follows. You have to make up your mind. Whoever is called a Beis Shaar doesn't need to contribute in the Eruv, and not only does he not need to contribute in Eruv, you cannot put the Eruv food in a Beis Shaar. If he's called a Bais, you can put the food there, and he has to contribute there, and to the Eruv, if he's not hosting the Eruv. That means if you're called a Bais, you either host the Eruv or contribute to the Eruv. If you're not called a Bais, you neither contribute to the Eruv nor can you host the Eruv. We have to now understand, home two and three, are they Bais, are they Beis Shaar? And over here, it's clear that they're not trying to make an Eruv that's merging both Chatzeres. You cannot do that because the Eruvs were put into different homes. The question is that home number one that put his Eruv into home number three, and home number two was used as a Ma'avar, he went through home number two, put his Eruv in number three, we have to know. And let's assume that he's trying to make to join in the Eruv with home number three. And that means you've got the right-hand chotzer, and off the right-hand chotzer you had number three, and off number three you had home number two, and you also had home number four off the right-hand chotzer. And in the right-hand chotzer you had home number one, and home number two, and through home number two you had number three. And each chotzer wanted to make their own Eruv. So the question is, how do we view this? Let's see in the Gemara. Mi mashveluhu. Do we take home number two and we regard it legabe dahai by, since home number four put the his Eruv into home number two, that means we associate, with the status of number two is now considered bias, proof being that home number four put his Eruv into there. You can only put your Eruv into a home. Ulegabe dahai beis shar. And a court, but relative to home number one, home number two is just a throughway because home number one put his Eruv into home number three. That means going straight through number two, assuming that number two was just a base share. If they're in the event that number two and number three are both called bias, then, and for example, in the left-hand Eruv, home number one walked through home number two and put his Eruv in number three. If number two is considered a bias, then you have a bias that did not contribute to the Eruv, nor did he host the Eruv. So you have a home here adjacent to the left-hand chotzer that's not part of the Eruv. It's invalid. And if you assume that two and three are both called base shahr, then it's a base shahr that's hosting the Eruv, and it's again invalid. So mi mashviluhu legabe dahai bias, ulegabe dahai base shahr, ulegabe dahai base shahr, ulegabe dahai bias. Do we say that relative to number to home number one, home number two is the base shahr and number three is the bias, and relative to number four, home number three is the base shahr and number two is the bias? Omrule. So the Chachomim answered back to Rechava, Shneem lo ikonu Eruv. In both events, both Eruvs are invalid. Monoshech, whichever way you look at it, you can't say that relative to one chotzer, this home is a bias, and relative to another chotzer, it's a base shahr. You make up your mind. Either they are both bias or they are both chotzer. E base shahr mashvisle, if you say they're both considered base shahr, hanoisin is eruvoi be base shahr, achsadu merpeset, if you put your eruv, if what's hosting the eruv is either a base shahr, a gateway, or an achsadu, or a porch, or merpeset, or a balcony, in the Eruv, the Eruv is invalid. E bias mashu slave, home two and three is considered bias, komatalte le bias de loy ma'arevle. Because how are you going to get through, how are you going to take your Eruv? If, for example, home number one put the Eruv into home number three, home number two did not contribute. The only way that home number one can actually reach his Eruv is by carrying his Eruv through home number two. Home number two didn't join the Eruv. And you cannot put your Eruv in a place that you cannot actually reach your Eruv. The komatalte lebayis to loyma arevle. The only way that home number one can reach his Eruv is by taking the Eruv food through home number two. That's not part of the Eruv at all. And the same would be that home number four will only reach his food by going through home number three. Home number three didn't join the Eruv. Continues the Gemara. Umayishno midorova. Why is this case where we're viewing a single home on one angle as a base shahr and one angle as a bias? We could really have done that. We could have said home number two relative to home number one is just a base shahr, and therefore the Eruv of number one is valid, and relative to home number four, two is a bias and three is a base shahr. You could have done that, similar to what Rava said. The Omar Rava. Rava has a similar type of scenario. Omru loy shnayim. If somebody says to two people, tzeiv orev olenu, go and make an Eruv for us. An Eruv. Le'echod irev alov miboidyoim. And one of the people put the Eruv there when it was still daylight. Ule'echod irev alov bein ashmoshes. And the second person put the Eruv there only once bein ashmoshes had started. Zesh irev alov miboidyoim. The one that put his Eruv there when it was still day, Nechal Eruvay Bein Ashmoshes. The Eruv didn't survive till the end of Bein Ashmoshes. It got eaten during Bein Ashmoshes. V'zeh She'irei V'olav Bein Ashmoshes. The one that put the Eruv there during Bein Ashmoshes, Nechal Eruvay Mishetechshach. Then the Eruv got eaten after it was fully dark. And Rava said, Shneem Konu Eruv. The Eruv is valid for both. And we're talking here about Eruvay Tchumin, where a person has to be Koine Shvisa, he has to acquire residence someplace when Shabbos comes in, which means that, ideally speaking, the Eruv has to be put there before Shabbos sets, and has to stay there until Shabbos has come in. Bein Ashmoshes is a period of time that we don't know exactly which point during Bein Ashmoshes Friday ends and Shabbos starts. So the halacha is, you have to put your Eruv there before Bein Ashmoshes, leave it there right through Bein Ashmoshes, and then after Bein Ashmoshes, once you've acquired residence, it's okay if the Eruv gets eaten, gets taken away. So if somebody put the Eruv there during Bein Ashmoshes, it could be that when he put the Eruv, it was already Shabbos, it was too late. If he put his Eruv there before Bein Ashmoshes, they got eaten during Bein Ashmoshes, maybe got eaten before Shabbos came in. And Rava said, no, since this concept of Eruv Tchumin is a drabonon, and it's a sophic where at what point during Bein Ashmoshes Shabbos came in, you have a sophic. So we say that the person that put the Eruv there when it was day and it got taken away during Bein Ashmoshes, we can allow to assume that Shabbos came in at the point during Bein Ashmoshes before the Eruv got taken away. And the person who put the Eruv there, Bein Ashmoshes, we assume that the point that he put the Eruv there was still considered before Shabbos, and therefore it's valid. That means the Eruvs are valid. So why don't you say the same here? Relative to home number one, home number two is a base shahr, home number three is a bias, and relative to home number four, number two is a bias, and number three is a base shahr. Answers the Gemara Hochash, I'll explain the difference to you. Hosam, sofik yamama, sofik laila. Over there, it's a doubt. At what point does the day end and does night start? Lo minkra milta. It's not crystal clear. Not everybody can see when it's day, when it's night. It's a twilight period. And therefore we say, you can go lekula, you can assume that the Eruv was valid. Aval hochaba, in this case, you can see the Eruvs, you see all the homes, you see that home number one put the Eruv into home number three, and home number four put the Eruv into home number two. You can see. You can't make a joke out of what the Chachomim say. Rashi says you're making a chuchot lula, you're making a joke out of it. You're saying that home number two is a bias, and therefore home number four's Eruv is valid. And then you say, no, but home number three is a bias for home number one, and home number two is only a base shahr. Make up your mind. Is home number two a base shahr? Is home number two a bias? It looks like a joke. And therefore the Chachomim said, either everything is bias or everything is base shahr, and either way, the Eruvs are not valid. Aval hocha, I legabe de high bias, legabe de high bias. You can see the homes. Either you assume the homes are both called bias, I legabe de high base shahr, legabe de high base shahr, and if for home number one, number two is called a base shahr, then for home number four, number two is also a base shahr, and therefore both Eruvs are invalid. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue the next Perek Hadron Aloch Hador, B'siyata Deshmai. We finished Perek Hador, we'll try and do Chazor of Perek Hador, and we'll start the next Perek Chaloin.